footprints in water. On Christmas Eve, she fell, sucked downwards to the angry, screaming wind, head first through 2 miles of unencumbered sky, and no thought can take root, only the biting of the seatbelt across her stomach. A white sandal flicks from her foot, like a scrambling dove whipped heavenward, and there is no fear and no regret in half a minute of time, only this is happening now, and this is happening now. Spinning, falling, a tightening noose around her midriff, she gasps for breath, and below and beyond, a foggy greenish hue, like mounds of broccoli or cauliflower, if cauliflower was viridescent green. Green, 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 black. Days fall away. Light comes through the tops of trees, a golden crown with spears of platinum spiking. They flicker on her eyelid. She hears the plane's engine buzz by her head, small and intense. Stop. The buzzing starts again. Stop. A tickle on her cheekbone. A hand comes to swat it away. It is her own hand, she finds. She gets to her knees and sends her hollow voice into the trees. It comes back. It says, "You are alone. Alone." A girl in a yellow and green polyester mini dress, with one sandal and a bag of boiled sweets that have fallen 10,000 feet from the ripped fuselage of an aeroplane through the canopy of the Peruvian rainforest. She places a sweet in her mouth. Raspberry. Her left eye is swollen shut. The other blinks against the light. She pushes her shoe in front of her to check the ground ahead for snakes. Her ears become her eyes. Macaws screech. Jaguars slither. Her mind offers a perfect sentence. I lost my glasses when I fell out of the aeroplane. She laughs ridiculously. Another sentence. I lost my mother when I fell out of the aeroplane. She hears the gurgling of a spring, trickling water. She drinks. Remembers her father's words to her as a little girl. Follow the water, for springs become streams. And where there are streams, there are rivers. Soon she is wading waist deep, a slow push, slish, slosh. At night, she shivers on the bank, raindrops rinse through the nothing of her polyester dress. When the girl with one shoe cannot go on, there is no one to tell her that she will go on. Floating midstream in the fast flowing flood, her belly swollen like a gourd from drinking river water against hunger. There are no footprints in the water, and she leaves no trail behind. She gives herself to the river, as we all must do, and finds the footprints instead in the soft sand of her imagination, the tracks of the words a child hears, the imprints of a parent's love. When she sees the boat on the 11th day, she runs her fingertips over the smooth cedar of the gunwale. Only then is she certain that it is a boat, because where there are boats, there are people.